Hey everybody, this is Michael Imhotep, founder of the African History Network, host of the African History Network show. Hey, before we get to the podcast, I want to let you know quickly we have a special promotion going on with advertising with the African History Network. Okay, so this is going on until Tuesday, July 10th, 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can advertise with the African History Network and get, we have a buy 1 month, get 1 month free. And your 30-second to 60-second commercial will appear in the podcast of our radio show, the African History Network show, another podcast that I do. And we'll also put your flyer or your graphic in our email newsletter as well that goes out 3 to 4 times a week. Email us at customerservice@AfricanHistoryNetwork.com, customerservice@AfricanHistoryNetwork.com for more information, and we can help you promote your African-American-owned business, whether it's a brick-and-mortar store, online business, whether it's a service that you provide, or an upcoming event as well. customerservice@AfricanHistoryNetwork.com. Hope to hear from you soon. Thanks. Peace. All right. How's everybody doing? Hotep, hey, this is Michael Imhotep, founder of the African History Network, host of the African History Network show. Hope everybody's doing well today. It is Monday, July 9th, 2018. And we are live. All right. I was trying to broadcast earlier, but busy working, had to send out an email newsletter. Okay, so I wanted to talk about this story. And the first part of this story was from 2017. And then we see an update to it from just a few days ago. An announcement was made at the Essence Music Festival, in New Orleans. So some of you all watching went to the Essence Music Festival. Some of you still may be in New Orleans on your way back, or maybe just got back. But this deals with Shea Moisture, okay? The Shea Moisture brand, which was sold to Unilever back in 2017. And a lot of people saw articles written about this, and we posted some articles. I know Financial Juneteenth had an article about this as well, Black Enterprise, things like this, right? And so the update is blackenterprise.com has this article, and it's about Richie Lou Dennis, who was the founder of Shea Moisture, okay? And they talk about how on Thursday, this past Thursday, Shea Moisture hair care and skincare products founder Richie Lou Dennis announced a $100 million fund for women entrepreneurs of color at the 2018 Essence Music Festival, okay? So the announcement surrounds the New Voices Fund that he's been prepping for the past year, all right? So we know that Unilever bought Sundials, the company Sundials, or Sundial, and they had the brands Shea Moisture and Nubian Heritage, okay? These were some of the brands under the that were under the umbrella of Sundial. And I remember when this acquisition took place, and a lot of people were saying that a lot of people were criticizing him for selling the company, things like this, right? And then he turns around and buys Essence magazine. So now Essence is African-American owned, because from my understanding, Brother Dennis is of Liberian descent. So I see it looks like some good things happening at Essence now that it's owned by African-Americans, African people again. But then you have this announcement. So when the last year in 2017, when the announcement of the sale took place, I remember seeing a video on News1.com's website, and it was Richie Lou and his wife, and they were talking about a fund of $100 million to invest in African-American companies, things like this, right? So that was like just the initial, I guess, announcement of it, because I was still trying to figure out, okay, what exactly are they talking about? Where's this fund? Things like that, okay? So now they've made the announcement of the availability of the fund. It's called New Voices Fund. But also, in the article from Essence Magazine or Essence.com, they talk about how $30 million has already been allocated to invest in Black women's businesses, okay? So that's huge. So even though it says entrepreneur women of color, I don't know the exact percentage that are gonna go to African-American women, but $30 million has already gone to African-American women based upon the article from Essence.com, okay, which is a good thing. Now we know that African-American women are creating businesses at six times the national average also, okay, which is really good. African-American women are creating businesses at six times the national average. So this is going to help a lot, all right? So if we look at this article from blackenterprise.com, Richie Lou Dennis says, quote, about 6 months ago, we announced that we were launching the New Voices Fund, the New Voices Fund. He said, I'm proud to say that we get to officially launch the $100 million New Voices Fund for women of color entrepreneurs here at the Essence Festival this weekend. Over the past six months, we have already either invested in or committed to over $30 million in Black women entrepreneurs, end quote. So as reported previously, Richie Lou Dennis sold Shea Moisture to Unilever in 2017 as part of the deal. He vowed to use the capital to create an investment fund for minority entrepreneurs or people of color, specifically women of color. Unilever and Sundial Brands, creators of Shea Moisture, agreed to contribute an initial investment of $50 million to the fund, okay? So the total amount in the fund is $100 million. Now, in addition to creating the fund to provide investment opportunities, Richie Lou Dennis wants to equip entrepreneurs with other resources to help contribute to the success of their companies. He said, we are going to leverage the business that we've built. Many of you know Shea Moisture, Nubian Heritage, Madam C.J. Walker, he said. Now, there has been a push of late to find ways to invest and provide women of color the funding they need to launch businesses, okay? Women founders received less than 3% of the venture capital or VC dollars in 2018. Investment in African-American female founders, who in recent years have been starting businesses at higher rates than any other group, so they're not hard to find, was barely discernible at 0.02%, okay? So, and when you look at, when you take entrepreneurship classes, when you read Black Enterprise Magazine, when you study entrepreneurship, you find that the access to capital is always usually a problem for African-American-owned businesses, especially when they're trying to expand, when they're trying to take on employees, when they're trying to take on contracts. And even access to capital can be a barrier for white-owned businesses, but less of a barrier. For instance, if you watch the TV show The Shark Tank, which is a really good TV show, and when I was teaching entrepreneurship, you know, I always recommended that my students watch the TV show The Shark Tank. If you watch a lot of those businesses, these are majority, mainly white-owned businesses, right? But if you watch and you listen, you hear a lot of them say, well, hey, you know, we did $500,000 in revenue last year. We did $1 million in revenue last year. The owners oftentimes are not taking a salary. The owners are not taking a salary oftentimes. They're reinvesting the money into the business. But you'll see them say, hey, we have a purchase order here from Sam's Club for, you know, $200,000, $300,000. We have a purchase order here from Walmart for X number of widgets. And they're there trying to strike a deal with one of the sharks because they need the capital to be able to buy the raw materials to be able to produce the products to fill this order. It's a purchase order now. It's not cash, it's a purchase order, okay? So access to capital oftentimes is a problem for especially many African-American entrepreneurs. So a fund like this, $100 million to fund female entrepreneurs of color, especially African-American women, this is something that's huge. Okay. And like I said, I remember last year seeing this video on news1.com's website right after this announcement came out about them selling Shea Moisture. And, you know, I was like, where's this fund? Where's more information about it? But now they are revealing it. So the article goes on to say, okay, so recently Arlen Hamilton, founder and managing partner of the venture fund Backstage Capital, announced that her new $36 million fund will invest exclusively in Black women-led startups, all right? We're going to post this article here. Click on these links, okay? If you're an African-American entrepreneur and you're trying to get more information about funding sources, things like this, especially if you're African-American female entrepreneur, you need to take a look at this, all right? And then also, I'm going to talk about the special promotion we have with the African History Network, because people have been asking, how can we advertise with the African History Network? We've got about 15 emails in the past day or so dealing with the special promotion that we're offering. So I'm going to talk about that in just a minute as well. Okay. All right. So Arlen Hamilton went on to say, and she's a female, she said, quote, when you talk to a group of white affluent male investors and tell them you are investing in women of color, the first thing that comes out is, oh, that's really nice of you. That's a great mission. They immediately correlate us to needing a helping hand. They immediately correlate African-American female entrepreneurs to needing a helping hand, she said in an interview with Fortune magazine several months ago. She said, this is not that, okay? Yet women of color have been making progress in landing business funding. A recent study shows that more African-American women have gained access to venture capital since 2016, according to the new report, which was conducted in collaboration with Digital Undivided, JP Morgan Chase, the Case Foundation, and the Ewing Marion Kauffman Foundation. The number of African-American female or African-American women who have raised upwards of $1 million from venture capital firms has more than tripled from 11 to 34. Now, the number of startups founded by African-American females has also increased 2.5 times from 2016 to 2018, jumping from 84 to 227. Okay, once again, the number of startups founded by African-American women, okay, and these are million-dollar startups, has increased 2.5 times from 2016 to 2018, jumping from 84 to 227. Also, we know that a lot of this growth was under President Obama. We know in 2007, there were 1.9 million African-American-owned businesses, 2012, 2.6 million. This is 2018, it's probably well over 3 million by now. I haven't seen the numbers for the end of the President Obama presidency, but it's probably over 3 million by then, okay? And that's coming from the U.S. Census Bureau, their survey of Black-owned businesses. There was one done in 2007 and one done in 2012. All right, now, the New Voices Fund, this is what this $100 million fund is called. The New Voices Fund provides a way for women of color entrepreneurs to approach Richie Lou Dennis for capital infusion. Because of the parameters of the fund, he is likely looking at businesses that are looking to scale and not just an idea on a sheet of paper. So basically, businesses are already in existence. They're looking at expansion. Maybe you have a restaurant and you want a franchise or something like that, but they're looking at expansion as opposed to total startups, and you just have a concept or you just have a business plan and the business hasn't started up yet. All right. So all of the information is located on the website if you think you're ready to apply. All right. And let me click here. So their website is newvoicesfund.com, newvoicesfund.com. And they have an application there as well. New Voices business profile. They have an application right there. So we're going to post this link also because we know we have entrepreneurs that follow us here on the African History Network. You watch Dr. Boyce Watkins here. You watch myself. A lot of you know I have, my degree is in business administration with a major in marketing. I taught entrepreneurship about 9 years. I've spoken to Dr. Boyce Watkins' Black Business School as well. His online class, all right? So this is a really good article from blackenterprise.com. All right, now, how's everybody doing today? Okay, we've got Erica, we've got, who else we have here? Gina, okay. And Gina said this link is not working. We'll post it again, Gina. So at the African History Network, right, a lot of people ask about advertising with us. We have a special promotion where you buy 1 month, get 1 month free. So, and what we do is on the audio podcast of our radio shows and our broadcasts, our audio podcasts are on Blog Talk Radio. They're on iTunes. They're on CastBox. Podcasts are growing in popularity now. We have people around the country that download our podcasts and listen to them on a daily basis. We put 30-second and 60-second commercials in the audio podcast. I host the African History Network show, and we put commercials on those podcasts, as well as some of the broadcasts that I do throughout the week as well. Okay, so we have thousands of listens throughout the week to each one of our podcasts. And right now we have a special promotion that's running until, we're gonna extend it until Tuesday, July 10th, 11:59 p.m. because I know people are trying to get things together. We've gotten about 15 emails in the past couple of days. But email us at customerservice@africanhistorynetwork.com for more information, customerservice@africanhistorynetwork.com for more information. I just posted an email address there. So you may have, and this is really good for people who can service people across the country. Okay. Your business. It could be a online based business. It could be a tax service business. You may sell clothing online. It may be a online bookstore. Okay. You may have a physical bookstore. So we reach people all across the country. I've been hosting the show 8 years. March 10th, 2018 was our 8-year anniversary. You know, we have over 800 audio podcasts of the African History Network show. They're at blogtalkradio.com/the African History Network show, blogtalkradio.com/the African History Network show. You can also listen to our podcast at AfricanHistoryNetwork.com, right? So we reach a wide group of people across the country, and this is an opportunity to market to them as well, okay? And then also we can put your ad in our email newsletter that we send out 3 or 4 times a week as well, okay? The African History Network email newsletter, okay? So who do we have here? We have Arabis, good info. We have Leslie. Hello from Jacksonville, Florida. Cheryl said no Periscope video. No, I haven't broadcast on Periscope in months. Okay, we'll put this on YouTube though, but I haven't broadcast on Periscope in months. All right, Stephanie is magnificent. And people, be sure to share this broadcast on your Facebook page also. Okay, share this broadcast on your Facebook page as well. All right. So how many of you all are business owners? Just curious. Gina said it doesn't work. The link, let me, which link is it that's not working, Gina? Let me know which link is not working, Gina. We'll post the article again. And email us at customerservice@africanhistorynetwork.com. Okay. All right, Janie, how you doing? Lucia, Sharon. Okay. Jade, yeah, I got your message, Jade. I haven't had a chance to respond. I'm sorry about that. Okay, Dr. Jennifer, how you doing? How many followers do you have? Followers where? On Facebook, we have 1 million on Facebook. But our podcasts are listened to between each episode between 4,000 to 8,000 times just on Blog Talk alone. That doesn't include iTunes, that doesn't include CastBox. And there's some other platforms that we're on, because when we upload it to Blog Talk Radio, they automatically put it on iTunes, CastBox, and other platforms. I just found out we're on CastBox maybe about 3 months ago, because somebody emailed me and said, hey, I listened to your podcast on CastBox, and you know, this was a great podcast. I had never heard of CastBox before then, but Blog Talk, they automatically put it on different platforms. So that's how I found out about CastBox. So I downloaded the CastBox app, and they have all these different types of podcasts there at CastBox. So that's pretty interesting. That's how I found out about it. Okay. All right. Now, I want to look at the, I want to go and look at that original article. This one was from blackenterprise.com that we talked about. I want to look at the original article from Black Enterprise. Unilever acquires Sundial Brands, owner of Shea Moisture, for an undisclosed amount. Okay. So this was reported November 27, 2017. And I remember when this happened, because people were comparing this to Essence Magazine being sold, comparing it to BET and things like this, right? Now here's the thing. Sundial, okay, Sundial Brands, they had revenue of $300 million. Now, they were number 10 on the BE Top 100 list for 2017. In the BE Top 100 list, if you don't read Black Enterprise Magazine, start reading Black Enterprise Magazine, go to BEBlackEnterprise.com. That is the a list of the top 100 businesses, African-American-owned businesses, based upon revenue, based upon revenue. And they have a annual issue that chronicles the top 100 businesses, and they break them down by category also. So a lot of times people criticize moves like this, right? And in the past, sometimes, you know, I've criticized them, but sometimes I'm unsure of why they're really making this move. But at the same time, 99.9% of the people who make this criticism have never managed or owned a business at that level. So 99.9% of people who made the criticism of the sale never managed a $300 million business. And you have payroll responsibilities, marketing responsibilities, and you're trying to fend off competitors also. Okay? I'm not saying the move was the right move. I'm saying that a lot of times there are other factors to consider that people who have not operated at that level don't even know exists. That's what I'm saying. Okay, it's like a marriage counselor trying to counsel a married couple, and the marriage counselor has never been married before. Yeah, you have the degree and you read the books and you've seen Think Like a Man and all that stuff, but till you are actually married, you don't know what marriage is really like. Okay, so you may have the theory, okay, but in the real world, it doesn't work based upon theory. It's like in business school. Half the stuff I learned in business school doesn't even work that way in the real world. We learned theory in business school. We did case studies. You get out in the real world, because I did business consulting for 7 years, out in the real world, dealing with nonprofit organizations, dealing with for-profit, dealing with educational institutions. You get out in the real world, it doesn't work the way you learned in the classroom. Okay. All right. So you, there's a link in the article from Black Enterprise to their original article talking about the sale of the company, right? So Unilever announced an agreement to acquire Sundial Brands, and Sundial's behind brands, including Shea Moisture and Nubian Heritage. Now, the news makes Sundial yet another African-American-owned personal care company that has decided to diversify its ownership ranks and take advantage of the financial advancement and expansion that a general market acquisition can afford. Okay. When the deal is complete, Sundial Brands, which is expected to generate approximately $240 million in revenue in 2017, will operate as a standalone unit within Unilever. And its founder, Richie Lou Dennis, will continue to lead as CEO and executive chairman. So when this news came out, we didn't know he was going to buy Essence Magazine. Okay. So this is good. And Essence, you know, looks really good. I may get a subscription to Essence again. I used to have one years ago. And most of the stuff I read now is online. But I noticed with Essence, after it was sold, they started having, you know, a lot of foul language in Essence and things like that. And we, you know, we don't need that. I'm sorry. I don't think we need that. Okay. All right. So how's everybody doing? If you need me to post the information again, so you can email us, let me know. So who on here is an entrepreneur? Okay. We've got Reggie. He said, responding to Erica Watson. Cheryl Thomas said, right, exactly. Need to get the experience and you'll see the difference. Libby says, so true. Okay. So how many of you all are entrepreneurs? And also, if you're an entrepreneur, also post the name of your business here on the thread as well. Okay. Crystal Mendoza. Okay. D'Angelo, my okay, entrepreneur here. Hey, Brittany, how you doing? Okay. So Brittany is Herb Alchemist, is the co-host of The Return of the Gods, that's taking place in San Diego, August 10th through the 12th. So I'll be in San Diego next month. I'll be in Atlanta this month. Okay. I'll be in Atlanta this week, actually. I'll be in Atlanta this week. I'm leaving between Tuesday and Thursday. Tuesday and Wednesday. I may have to leave Wednesday because I have so much work to do. So yeah, I'll be in Atlanta this week for the Black Homeschooling Conference, Liberated Minds Black Homeschooling Education Expo. All right. So how many of you all are entrepreneurs here? Hakeem, okay, how you doing? And okay, I'm amash.com, AMMASHS.com. Co-producer, not host. Yeah, co-producer. She's the co-producer. Check your text message, Brittany. I sent you a text message also. All right. So they have me at the Return of the Gods as well. Brittany and the board, I'm one of the honorees, so they asked me to attend, and they're giving me an award. I'll be speaking there also. But those in Atlanta, I'll be in Atlanta this weekend, Friday, July 13th through Sunday, July 15th, at the Piedmont Technical Center for the Liberated Minds Black Homeschooling Education Expo. Okay, the Liberated Minds Black Homeschooling Education Expo. And you can visit AfricanHistoryNetwork.com for more information, or LiberatedMindsExpo.com for more information also, okay? So if you want to learn about homeschooling African-American children, or if you already do it, you want to learn from the experts, you want to get more materials, curriculums, books, things like this, this is the place to be. And I present on Sunday. I'm there each year. It's the third weekend in July. I'm a vendor. I'll be presenting also on Sunday. My presentation is on lessons from the film Black Panther, economic guerrilla warfare, political self-defense, and how to Wakanda the vote. So Janie said, me, co-founder of the Black Business Matters DC office, Southeastern region. Okay, interesting. Miles Ile Olufunke, African Home Decor. Okay, that's Yoruba name. I need you to inbox me. I have a multi-million dollar invention. Okay. Yeah, returnofthegodsent.com. Brittany said, Anthony, my business is Impex Worldwide. We import wholesale and retail black soap, shea butter, African art and textiles, gemstones, and other minerals. Okay. Well, Anthony, you should definitely advertise with the African History Network. Seriously, because we have thousands of people who listen to the audio podcasts of our radio shows all across the country and outside the country. We have people who get our email newsletter we send it out 3 or 4 times a week. So we put your ad there. We put your 30 second to 60 second ad in the podcast of our shows, the commercials. And if you don't have an ad, I record one for you. So you don't have to worry about that. You put together the bullet points and write out a script. I record one for you. Okay. So let's see here. So Anthony, you should definitely advertise with us. Email us at customerservice@africanhistorynetwork.com. Customerservice@africanhistorynetwork.com. Now, Dr. Jennifer Boyer, okay. So you already sound like a professional because this doctor is Dr. Okay, Boyer and Company Empowerment Speaker, Author, and Youth Advocate. Okay. So yeah, and this is good for people who are authors, people who are motivational speakers. Let's see here. People who own bookstores, whether it's, and if you have an online business, this is a good opportunity for you as well. Okay. Okay, so Boyer and Company Empowerment Speaker. Okay, now Dr. Jennifer Boyer, be sure to post your website address, and I'll shout out your website address as well. Okay, Reggie said, what do you think of WeBuyBlack.com? Yeah, WeBuyBlack, I started setting up a profile. I got to go back and finish it. WeBuyBlack looks really good, WeBuyBlack.com. And also you can do, they have a franchise opportunity with WeBuyBlack.com as well. They should be at the All Black National Convention again this year, September, in Philadelphia. They were there last year, and I didn't get a chance to meet the brother. I saw an interview that Dr. Boyce Watkins did with them, but WeBuyBlack.com looks really good, okay? Hakeem said, just got my business credit. Okay, so Hakeem, you should definitely advertise with this. Email us at customerservice@africanhistorynetwork.com. Cheryl said, my son is an entrepreneur, small plumbing company, Three Guys Plumbing. Okay, that's good. And so we have people listening across the country, Atlanta, Chicago, Gary, Indiana, et cetera. People download our podcast, listen to them at work as well. Okay, and we do our Sunday night show, the African History Network show. We put commercials into that podcast, but also some of the broadcasts I do during the week, I put commercials in those as well. Okay. If you haven't picked up the mystery novel Severed by author V.L. Toller, you are missing a serious mystery novel that has stumped literally every reader. Severed by author V.L. Toller was a finalist at the Harlem Book Fair Phyllis Wheatley Book Awards in 2016. The setting is in Louisiana, where cutoff fingers start showing up in a small university town. Their protagonist is Dr. Lula, who is a black female forensic anthropologist teaching at the university who becomes involved in the investigation. Despite the scientific aspects of the story, because you are definitely going to learn something, the most remarkable aspect of the novel are the characters. The novel chronicles the diversity of the black experience and how we choose to embrace it or run away from it. Get your download today from Kindle, Apple, or Kobo. It's available at Amazon.com for $2.99 on the Kindle version, or order it in paperback for only $17.99. You can also get it from your local bookstore and ask the bookstore to get it on their shelves if they don't already carry it. It's popular with book clubs because there's lots to talk about. Severed, a novel by author D.L. Toller. You can also get more information at severednovel.com, severednovel.com. Order your copy today. Whatever you do, keep the ending a secret. The book, One Chance to Be a Man, by author D. Revolution, could be one of the most important books in Black America, says Dr. Kenneth Bowers. The book, One Chance to Be a Man, is a true story. The struggle of a little boy becoming a man, making the wrong choices for what appears to be the right reasons. When his mother dies from a drug overdose, he has to make a decision. Is the street life what he wants to keep living? When he asks himself this question, a whole new world opens up for him. He eventually takes everything he learned on the streets and turns it into poetry. One Chance to Be a Man by author D. Revolution is a book that has a 100% five-star rating and is guaranteed to hook you within the first 20 pages. It's available right now at Amazon.com, or SoulConsciousBooks.net, SoulConsciousBooks.net. This book has no regrets or apologies, just good old-fashioned storytelling. It's guaranteed to hook you within the first 20 pages.
Hey, what's going on? My name is Edward Williams, and I'm the founder and creator of Health by Any Means Necessary, and also the founder of the Black Self-Care Academy. Our mission is to aggressively inspire and radically improve the health conditions of our community by any means necessary. And the way we're going to do that is by empowering you with online health courses as well as online health coaching to help radically improve your health, as well as overall ending our dependency on a healthcare system that has shown time after time that does not have our best interests in mind. Over at the Self-Care Academy, we'll be creating courses on how to prevent and reverse preventable diseases such as high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, high cholesterol. We also have general health improvement courses such as Health 101, Health Defense, and we also have courses on emotional eating, workout programs, nutrition, and those are just to name a few. We'll be constantly adding to our academy and anything else that will help radically improve the health conditions of our community. So make sure you go check out the Black Self-Care Academy. This is Edward Williams signing off. And as always, our community, our responsibility. Let's get it. Peace.
Hotep, everybody. This is Michael M. Hotep, host of the African History Network show. Hey, if you are a business owner and you want to reach thousands of people on a weekly basis to market your service or product or maybe your upcoming event, then you want to advertise with the African History Network. Email us at customerservice@AfricanHistoryNetwork.com, customerservice@AfricanHistoryNetwork.com for more information. And right now, for a limited time only, we have a special promotion. Buy 1 month, get 1 month free. All right, let's see here. So Janie Earl said, me co-founder of the Black Business Matters DC office, Southeastern region. Now, what is that, Janie? Let me look at some more of your comments here. Janie said, we are empowering our people to build Black-owned business, increased by 25%. We have an inmate outreach program to help inmates return to society as business owners, as well as help them get books published, okay? So this is what I'm going to do for you all. For those on this broadcast, okay, this is what I'm going to do for you all, okay? We used to do this when I did my Thursday night show, and I don't do the Thursday night show anymore. We did Blog Talk Radio for years live, and I did Thursday night. And a lot of the people who advertise with us, I would interview them on the show. So what I'm going to do for you guys that are watching right now, okay, what I'll do, if you sign up with us, you sign up with us today, take advantage of this promotion, we'll do a Facebook Live. I'll do a Facebook Live interview with you all to talk about your business, et cetera, okay? We'll do that, all right? And the Facebook Live, and see what I do is the Facebook Live broadcast like this one here. I'm going to take the audio of this, upload it to Blog Talk Radio. It's automatically uploaded to iTunes. It's uploaded to CastBox. And I'm going to take this video and I'm going to put this on our YouTube channel also. So we have YouTube, 39,000 subscribers on YouTube, Michael M. Hotep on YouTube. Okay. So for those, those who are watching right now, Janie and Erica, and Reggie and Hakeem, Cheryl, Those of you now, what we do, if you sign up with us today to advertise with the African History Network, what we'll do is we'll do a Facebook Live interview with you here on the African History Network to promote your business also. Okay. All right, let's see here. Now something just happened. Hold on. Kick me out. Let's go back in. All right. Who else we have here? Wow, yes, that's what's up. Yes, thanks. Yeah. And I used to do that when I did my Thursday night shows. And what happened was I went from doing the Thursday night show to doing the Empowerment Radio Network basically 5 days a week. That's when I, you know, back like 2015, 2016. Some of you all remember me doing the Empowerment Radio Network. That took up time. So I kind of got away from doing a lot of those interviews. It was different structure, with the Empowerment Radio Network. Okay. Now we still on. What happened here? It was a different structure with the Empowerment Radio Network. This is my own platform, so I could do what I want to do. Okay. So. How's the song go? It's your thing. Do what you want to do. I can't tell you who to sock it to. All right. So being that I'm not on the Empowerment Radio Network, the advertising structure is different, things like this. This is my own platform. I could do what I want to do here. So we can do that. All right. And then on Blog Talk Radio, that's my own platform as well. Okay. All right. So I'm trying to see what happened here. Okay, let me try to monitor it and look at your comments also. Let's go back here. Okay, so Erica said it was a different, see with the Empowerment Radio Network, that was a different structure. The advertising structure was different, things like that, okay? And I didn't have autonomy, okay? With this, I have full autonomy because it's my network. So I can do that, all right? All right, let's see. Let me get back in. Okay, so we have, WeBuyBlack.com. Yeah, WeBuyBlack.com looks really good also. Yeah, I want to check them out some more because I'm trying to set up a profile as well. Let's see here. Okay, I'm trying to look at your comments. I got kicked out on my other phone, so I had to reboot it. Trying to get back in and look at your comments here. All right. Janie. Okay, so Janie said, we are empowering our people to build Black-owned business increases by 25%. We have an inmate outreach program to help inmates return to society as business owners, as well as help get, their books published. We have merchandise and startup business franchise development. Wow. I'm here in Atlanta, ATL now. Call me. She posted the phone number 202-760-7982. Okay. Now, are you coming to the Black Homeschooling Conference, Janie? You coming to the Black Homeschooling Conference this weekend in Atlanta, Piedmont Technical Center? The 2 days at the Piedmont Technical Center, Saturday and Sunday, the 14th and the 15th, July, because I'll be there. Okay. And it sounds like you should definitely advertise with us, Jane. Wow. That's really good what you're doing. I've worked with returning citizens in the past when I was, back in my days of, doing, educational consulting, with a local community college and, working with the No Worker Left Behind program here in the state of Michigan. I've worked with returning citizens in the past and also managed a construction trades program, and we service underserved populations. So one of the populations we served were returning citizens, or, you know, ex-offenders. Now, these were ex-offenders who wanted to do something. These weren't people, you know, who were in prison for like mass murder or something like that. But these were, you know, these were, they were screened, but, you know, some of them had challenges. But, you know, I worked with ex-offenders in the past. Okay. Sandy said nice. Okay. She just got my business credit. She said my son is an entrepreneur. I'm trying to get caught up on the comments here. Just a second here. Okay. All right. All right, and then guys, also, okay, so I'll be in Atlanta this weekend, as you all know. Also, you know, we deal with a lot of history here at the African History Network, of course, right? All right, you can also register for the online courses that I teach as well. And some of them intersect with economic empowerment, all right? So we have the online, we have the 10 online course bundle pack that includes ancient Kemet, the Moors, and the Ma'afa, understanding the transatlantic slave trade, what they didn't teach you in school. Ancient Kemet, the Moors, and the Ma'afa, understanding the transatlantic slave trade, what they didn't teach in school. That's a 14-hour, seven-session online course. All these are on demand. The bundle pack is on sale, $60, regularly $130. It also includes, let's see, Great African Women in History, the Mothers of Civilization, African-American Resistance in the Era of Donald Trump, Voter Suppression, Reparations, how elections have consequences. It includes how Richard Nixon's war on drugs was a war on the African-American community, and some other online classes as well. It also includes online class I did March 31st dealing with the film Black Panther, also a Black Panther analysis, okay? Now, S. Dot Maria said, Janie Earl, this is awesome. I will definitely share this information. I know a couple of ex-offenders that need your help. Okay, so see, you may get some clients, Janie. All right, Ray Rubin said, great works and no weapons of Satan and his wicked worshipers and networkers worldwide shall ever prosper. All right, interesting. Okay. Let me see. Okay, Hakeem said, what's the best strategy to market your business on a budget? Okay, now that depends upon the type of business. I mean, now what I always encourage my students to do is, a lot of times, man, students were so anxious to get that storefront, right, and get the keys, get signed that lease and get the keys to unlock the door and say, this is my store. And I say, whoa, hold on. You know, one of the best things to do is to start your business in your home, work out of your home for as long as you can. Keep overhead down. I tell people, don't quit your day job. Okay, don't quit your day job. Now, there may come a time when you can quit your day job because your business can't afford you. All right, but when you do, now I've been studying entrepreneurship, economic empowerment, and for 26 years. I taught for 9 years. I taught at a community college. I taught for a nonprofit organization. Through a business consulting company that I was managing, we did workshops with a local community college here in Detroit as well. Okay. And, you know, my degrees in business administration, graduated in 94. I've been out in the real world for a long time. So I understand the difference between the theory and the real world. Okay. One of my former college professors from Wayne State University, he owned a janitorial service company that I helped him manage. And at the same time, he owned a training company, a consulting company that I helped him manage as well. So I was working for both of his businesses, right, and managing them. So we had janitorial service contracts with the local municipality here. Okay, so I've been experienced with that and putting together bid packages. And then when we do our training company, we became vendors and we became vendors of the state of Michigan, the entity Michigan Rehabilitation Services. So I had to take us through the process of becoming a vendor with the state of Michigan, because we already had a program. This was dealing with our construction trades program. We already had a program. We already had the relationship set up with Michigan Rehabilitation Services, and we were running everything through a local community college here. But we had to become a actual vendor of the state of Michigan, okay? So there's a lot of opportunity out here. So what I did was I went to Michigan.gov. Went to Michigan.gov and I looked for how to become a vendor of the state of Michigan. So they held periodically, probably at least once a month, they held workshops at different locations on how to become a vendor with the state of Michigan. And they would have somebody from the state of Michigan from that department running the workshops. Well, they had one at the Eastern campus of Wayne County Community College. We already had a relationship with the community college and the Entrepreneur Resource Center at the time. They had one at the Eastern campus of Wayne County Community College. So I went to that workshop, talked to the person there, got all the information, got her card. She said, if you need any help, let me know. So I took us through the whole process. We became a vendor of the state of Michigan. So I understood that process, okay? So there's a lot of opportunity out here. If you're trying to become a vendor with the state that you live in, go to the state's website, whether it's Michigan.gov or the Secretary of State's website, things like that. I have experience becoming a vendor for local municipalities. We were a vendor for a county here in Michigan as well. So not just a state, but also a county. So I got experience. So when I first became employed with this company, my first task was to take us through the recertification process for the minority vendors, what they call minority vendors. All right. And there were, I think, three certifications they had at the time. There was a small business certification. There was the minority business certification. And I think it was also a woman owner certification, because my former college professor's wife, she was like 50% owner of the company, something like that. Okay. Or 51%, whatever it was. So I had to take us through the whole process of getting our certificates recertified. And that allowed us to bid on bids that were put out by the county. Okay. And what happens is, when you have the bid process and you submit your bid, you check off the different types of certifications you have, and each certification gives you a certain number of points when they're figuring out which bid to go with. They look at the numbers, and there are two main types of bids. There's a RFQ, which is a request for a quote, and then there's an RFP, which is a request for a proposal. So the request for proposal is usually more extensive, more elaborate than just a request for a quote, okay? But when you have the RFP, the request for proposal, there's usually some type of point system. They operate based upon and evaluating if the proposal is good or not. So it's not just the price you say you can do the job at, okay? It's not just the services you say you can provide, but they also look at what type of certifications you have as well. Okay. So a lot of different municipalities operate based upon that. And that was instituted to help African American owned and so-called minority owned businesses. Okay. All right. So, Hakeem, check out Guerrilla Marketing. So Guerrilla Marketing, now that book was originally written by J. Conrad Levinson, if I remember his last name, because I have his three books on my bookshelf, Guerrilla Marketing, Guerrilla Sales, Guerrilla Advertising. Now, I have the books from the 90s. He's probably updated it since then. So that's good. That's good. Now, it depends upon what you're trying to market. I encourage people to read blackenterprise.com because they do showcases on different types of African American owned businesses, routinely, and they have articles as well on that. But I encourage people to avoid getting that storefront as long as you can, unless your particular type of business requires you to do that. So if you are a mechanic, most likely you're gonna need a mechanic shop unless you want to work out of your backyard. But the reason why I say that is because you get on that 30-day treadmill trying to make the lease, trying to pay the utilities, trying to pay the business insurance, trying to, you know, things like this, right? If you can work out of your home, that keeps your overhead low, that allows you to build up a customer base, that allows you to gain experience, okay? Before you take on that added expense of having a lease, okay? Because I've seen it happen with businesses. Oh, the other thing I recommend, if you take out a lease on a business, I've seen this happen. You need to have a plumber check out the plumbing in that building, in that space. You need to have an electrician to check out your electrical loads, to check out your electrical system, okay? Because what happens is a lot of times the leaser, the landowner, they will have you sign a lease, and they may say something like repairs to the facility. If the repair is to be the responsibility of the building owner, this will be on a case-by-case basis. This will be determined on a case-by-case basis. I've seen a lease like that, okay? Usually you're gonna get the short end of the stick, okay? You want to have an electrician to check out the electrical system. Why? I knew somebody that owned a dance studio. Half the electrical outlets did not work in the dance studio. They did not know this before they signed the lease. The lease said any repairs need to be made case by case basis, blah, blah, blah. Okay. The air conditioning system did not work. There were some other problems also. So you want to have an electrician to do an electrical inspection of that place before you sign the lease. That way, see, this is your leverage, okay? See, that way, if there are repairs that need to be done, then you tell that business, you tell the owner of that space, these have to be fixed before I sign this lease. Now they're going to say, well, look, I got three other people who want this space. You should say, all right, let them have it and let them deal with the repairs. That's a bluff. When they say they got, usually it's a bluff. I got three other people who want this space. Okay, well, you know, let them know, okay, well, they can go ahead and have it because these need to be fixed before I sign this lease. Now, if you sign that lease, now, I don't recommend you signing the lease and they say, okay, I'm going to fix it in 30 days because you've given away your leverage, okay? You've given away your leverage by signing the lease, okay? Now, you could say, well, I'm going to withhold rent and, you know, go to tenants court and all this stuff, but that's a whole nother hassle, okay? When you withhold your signature, you can be looking for another space. All right. So I've seen this happen and it wasn't good. All right. So you want to have, and also I recommend before you sign a lease for rental space, a storefront or something like that, you may want to have an attorney check that out because they probably had their attorney put together that lease. And if it's a standard form lease that they get from like a Staples or Office Depot or Zoom or LegalZoom.com, it was an attorney that put that together. So you should probably have your attorney, okay, look it over. And if you don't have an attorney, a lot of us have, you know, a cousin who's an attorney or something like that. You can get in contact with somebody's going to call you back. Not like the LegalZoom commercial, right? where the cousins, brothers, sisters, mother didn't call them back, but somebody's gonna call you back. Have somebody look over that that lease before you sign it as well. Okay. Do you have business cards? Yeah, I have business cards. My business cards are for the African History Network. My business cards are for my business, the African History Network. Yes. And I designed them myself, went to the printer, got them printed up. I got a template designed them myself. Erica said, yes, there are lots of local resources here in Florida County and minority resources. Okay, G. Keith Walker said, tired of trying to work with men. I can understand the women are much more receptive too. All right, not exactly sure what that's about. Glenn, okay. How you doing, Glenn? Yeah, so blackenterprise.com is a good website. AtlantaBlackStar.com is also a really good website dealing with business. You can check out Dr. Boyce Watkins here. He broadcasts here on the African History Network, former finance professor. And then with me, I've taught entrepreneurship, my degrees in business administration. And when I teach entrepreneurship, man, I teach you the stuff they don't teach in the textbooks. You know, I teach you the stuff they don't teach in the textbooks. I mean, I teach you things like how to use a trial membership for 6 months as opposed to 30 days. You know, I teach you some backdoor stuff. I teach you things that, you know, you're trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. I know what it's like to be a struggling entrepreneur. I know what it's like to start out. I know what it's like to start a business while you're still working at a job you don't like. Because when I started the African History Network, man, I was working at Sprint, okay? And I ain't like my job. And I would come home and I would sleep for, I'll come home in the evening and sleep for 2 or 3 hours. And I would get up for another 2 or 3 hours and I would build my website. Okay, I would build my website, and I was putting all this stuff together to one day get to the point where I could quit my job. So about 51% of all new businesses don't make a profit till the third year in business. And about 80%, approximately 80% of African-American owned businesses go out of business in the first 2 years. Most of our businesses don't get to that third year in business or really operate, okay? And then we also have to understand, and see, the reason why I tell people, this is why I tell people don't quit your day job, okay? This is why I tell people don't quit your day job, because a lot of times, you know, we operate under the impression of this P. Diddy, Jay-Z, you know, type of entrepreneurship where we're sitting in the club popping bottles with models. And it's like, no, you're going to probably the first 2 or 3 years, you won't even be able to take a salary. OK, depending upon the type of business, depending upon the type of overhead you have, depending upon your type of profit margin. But your first 2 or 3 years, you probably won't even be able to take a salary. And when you are able to take a salary, it doesn't mean that salary is going to be comparable to the salary you were getting at the job. So, you know, what I recommend a lot of people do, man, is start your business as a part-time business, allow it to build up, gain a customer base. You get your systems together. Watch The Profit on CNBC, Marcus Lemanis, I think is his name, The Profit. And he talks about the people, the product, and the process, the three P's, the people, the product, and the process. When you start watching TV shows and you start watching programming that's geared towards around entrepreneurship, it helps to change the way that you think. So the Shark Tank is really good, but The Profit on CNBC, man, that's a really good show. And what he does is he goes into failing businesses, okay? He goes into failing businesses. He invests his own money. He turns the businesses around. He has all these relationships with other types of businesses and millionaires and all different types of companies, okay? And he goes into these businesses. If they listen to him, he turns their business around, redesigns their business, rearranges their storefront, helps them to become profitable, you know, things like this. So The Prophet on CNBC, that's a really good show. And then also, I think the Black Enterprise show still comes on. I used to have it DVR'd. I used to have it set up to DVR. I think they changed the schedule. But if you go to blackenterprise.com, you can watch clips of Our World with Black Enterprise. They have their own TV show. And they interview a lot of these African-American business owners that you see featured in the magazine. They interview them on the TV show as well. So there are resources out here for African-American business owners. There are resources out here, but we have to focus on becoming the number one employers of our own people, just like every other ethnic group in America. Yes, politics plays a part. I understand the impact of politics, seriously. And as Dr. Leonard Jeffries and Professor James Small teach us, and as I deal with in some of my presentations, the foundation is your history and culture, African history and culture. It gives you your VIPs, your values, your interests, and your principles. This influences your political empowerment, and this influences your economic empowerment and your political empowerment, okay? This influences your economics and your politics. So so they all work together, all right? But we have to understand that we also have to become the number one employers of our own people, just like every other ethnic group in this country, okay? All right. So we're going to post the information. Again, email us. So we have a special promotion. You can advertise with the African History Network. We'll put your 30-second, 60-second commercial in the podcast of our radio shows, in the podcast of our broadcasts. We have thousands of people that listen to each one of our podcasts as well. And we have thousands of people that listen to each one of our podcasts also. And then also we put your flyer or your graphic, what have you, or your YouTube video in our email newsletter that we send out 3 to 4 times a week also, okay? So email us at customerservice@AfricanHistoryNetwork.com, customerservice@AfricanHistoryNetwork.com. We can give you more information. Those here on our Facebook Live broadcast, if you register today, we'll also, if you sign up with us today, we'll give you, we'll do an interview for you here on Facebook Live also, okay? So we have a special promotion, buy 1 month, get 1 month free. Buy 1 month, get 1 month free. So instead of 1 month, you get 2 months of advertising with the African History Network, okay? And let me post the, what is this doing? Let me post the information here again. Let's see if we have any more. Okay, Tyrone, how are you doing? Let me see if we have any more. Comments here. All right. And we'll post it here. All right, guys, we're going to get out of here. Hey, remember at the African History Network, we focus on educating, empowering, and inspiring people of African descent throughout the diaspora and around the world, because right knowledge corrects wrong behavior. What you do for yourself, what you do to yourself, and what you allow other people to do to you and get away with is based upon what you think about yourself. From a right knowledge corrects wrong behavior. It's not over till we win. Wakanda forever. I'll see you all in Atlanta Friday, July 13th through Sunday, July 15th at the 7th Annual Liberated Minds Black Homeschool and Education Expo. Visit liberatedmindsexpo.com, liberatedmindsexpo.com. or AfricanHistoryNetwork.com, okay? Talk to y'all later. Peace.